When QPAC's founding director passed away in March last year, there wasn't a chance to say a proper public goodbye. There have been countless stories of loved ones lost who, thanks to COVID-19, people couldn't get together to celebrate their life. It's been a year now since Dr. Tony Gould died, and now, finally, a memorial will be held to help celebrate his incredible life in service to the arts. That'll be led by John Kotsis, who is the current boss at QPAC. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And my condolences for the loss of a man who was really important in your life.
Oh, extremely. Not just for me personally, but the impact he had in Queensland and across Australia is extraordinary. Tony was the kind of person who really didn't look for the limelight, but it was always around him. You know, like, he was someone who was so passionate about the arts. And, you know, together he and his wife Jenny formed this amazing partnership that drove so much of what we know to be contemporary Queensland and Australia.
Mm. Yeah. It's hard to imagine Brisbane without QPAC. Can we go back to 1979? QPAC was yet to be built. What was the kind of the idea or Tony's vision at the time?
Well, if we just go back a step and think about what South Brisbane was like after the 74 floods, and along all here was all this corrugated iron, which had kind of boarded up South Brisbane because the flood had been so devastating. So all the land around here was just kind of wasting away. There was parts of this that was South Brisbane. And when the government did this amazing decision to build the cultural centre, it was quite extraordinary. Tony was employed as the founding director in 1979 before any buildings were formed. And, you know, the first chairman of QPAC, Don Munro, talks about the worldwide search that they did to find the right candidate and how he had to argue very strongly for Tony. But when Tony got into the job, Don will tell you he was the obvious choice. Tony used to tell the story of when his first day in the office was at Watkins Place in Edward Street or Creek Street, one of those streets over there. And he came to an office and all he had was a desk, some sharp pencils and pieces of blank paper. And that's where he started. That's how QPAC started.
Wow. Tony Gould, the founding director of the Queensland Performing Arts Complex. He passed away in March last year. There will be a public memorial held on Monday to honour his life and his legacy. It'll be led by John Kotsis, who is the chief executive of QPAC. So what was Tony's background? Like, what had he done in his earlier life?
So he was born in 1937 in Sydney. And he had a bit of a stellar career. I got to know Tony quite well because he employed me, and as a junior, sometimes I'd get to drive him. So I used to ask him questions, right? Okay. And so, you know, he had quite a stellar high school career. And then in 1957, he went to the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts. So he was a trained actor. Right. Then he came back to Australia, and in 1961 he joined the Australian Elizabethan Theatre Trust, and that was one of the organisations that would tour orchestras and ballets and other so sometimes those, but also commercial product across Australia. So he began his early working life as an actor, and then very quickly got into touring companies and made the transition to being a leader and an administrator very quickly.
Which must have, some of those decisions would have been, you know, groundbreaking.
Absolutely.
At the time, in the late 70s.
Absolutely. Well, in the 70s, what was really interesting was that QPAC was being built, and the other art centres around the country, the Opera House was the first, then the Melbourne Art Centre, then the Adelaide Festival Centre was built, the Perth Theatre Trust, and there wasn't very much product touring. Like, they were building venues, but there wasn't any soft infrastructure to go in. There wasn't productions that were touring. So along with a couple of people from the art centres, Tim McFarlane, Sue Natras and George Fairfax in Melbourne, and a guy called John Frost in Sydney, Tony, they helped reimagine the touring circuit that we now take for granted. And so they actually developed a system whereby they could commercially tour large productions. These days, you know, we have 7-8 big, large pieces of musical theatre come to QPAC on a regular basis and lots of concerts in the concert hall. But that wasn't there in the 70s. And these guys actually laid the foundation for that. And Tony was one of those amazing actors who made the transition to being an entrepreneur and was a very excellent diplomat. He lived his art and he was very good at convincing the community, his staff and the politicians to follow. And so, you know, he did extremely well.
Honouring Tony Gould this morning, the founding director of QPAC, the Queensland Performing Arts Centre, John Kotsis in studio with you. Do you know what the first show was at QPAC?
Yes, the very first show was The Pirates of Penzance. And it was produced by SG, and SG is owned by our very own Simon Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
And starred Simon.
Okay, hang on, I've got to get some pirates in the background as you're talking.
Major general life, information, vegetable, animal, yes. And mineral. I know the king's.
Okay, so this was the first ever show at QPAC.
At QPAC, yes.
Under Tony Gould's
under
direction.
Under Tony Gould, that's right, that's right. With Simon as being the star and the producer.
Mm.
So, you know, like we talk about our local talent, and there it was, opening the building right from day one.
I am very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in metals, vegetable, animal and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
How long was Tony Gould at QPAC for then?
Well, right up until I think it was about 2000. So he started in 79 and then went right up until 2000 when... In 1996, he became the inaugural artistic director of the Brisbane Festival. And so every 2 years up until 2006, that's what he did.
Wow.
Sorry, every year after that. Yeah, yeah.
So not only QPAC, but a real leading hand in the Brisbane Festival.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There's someone at QPAC has crunched the numbers saying that under Tony Gould, 8 million people attended in excess of 12,000 performances.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? It's extraordinary. You know, prior to QPAC being built, and we had Her Majesty's and we had the SGIO Theatre, and they were pretty busy, but not at the volume or the rate that, say, QPAC was working under Tony.
Yes.
The other great thing about Tony is he had an amazing sense of inclusion. And so that when you look at some of the early programs that he introduced, he was very committed to the philosophy that the arts were for everybody. So it wasn't just for those people who could pay. It was also for those people who could come to free concerts. So early in the piece, before the centre was even built, there was free concerts out in front of the gallery lawns. And then once the centre was built, there was all different kinds of workshops that involved a whole range of programs for people with some form of disability, right through to all different kind of age groups. He was very much a person who wanted inclusion as part of his platform.
Well, I heard Craig and Loretta talking to Yaron Lifshitz this morning, who is behind Shaun the Sheep, which is on at the moment, the kind of kid show, although plenty of adults would enjoy it as well. Then I was thinking, oh, I should take my kids to that. And I was looking up, you know, there's various performances that are, you know, adjusted to allow as many people as possible to be in and enjoy that sort of access, which now you're explaining is really the legacy of Tony Gould.
In many ways, yes. Yes.
One of the other songs that you've sort of plucked out to play to remember Tony Gould is Lily's Eyes from The Secret Garden.
From The Secret Garden, yes.
Strangely quiet, but now the storm simply rests to strike again.
Why is that significant?
Because when it was first produced, for the Australian tour, it was produced here in Queensland. And, you know, it was really Tony's driving force, together with the partnership that he formed with John Frost from the GFO organisation. John Frost is now the most prolific Australian producer of musical theatre. And it was out of that long-term partnership they decided that what they would do is bring Carly Simon's sister, I've just forgotten her first name, the composer to Brisbane to because she'd just written The Secret Garden, and that's how it came about.
Yeah. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that saw him happy long ago. Those eyes that gave him
Lucy Simon.
Lucy.
That's the name. John Kotsis, Chief Executive of QPAC. The founding director, Dr. Tony Gould, passed away in March last year. There will be a public memorial on Monday, a celebration of his life at QPAC's concert hall. The public can go, John, but you need to book.
That's right.
To be able to attend, because there'll be quite a few people listening.
There'll be quite a few people. And also, with COVID restrictions, it's really important that people book and we are able to contact Trace.
Yeah. Tony Gould laid the keystone of QPAC. What is that? Where is that?
That's in the building. That's the point at which you commit to the construction of the whole thing.
So it's kind of like the next step on from turning the sod.
Yeah, it's the foundation stone.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Is there an actual plaque or any place in the complex that honours him?
We've named the gallery. We have a gallery. When QPAC was, the QPAC Act also gives QPAC the responsibility to be the museum for the performing arts in Queensland. And so we have a collection responsibility. And the gallery where things are often shown is named after Tony, the Tony Gould Gallery.
Mm. Does he still have family in Brisbane?
Yes. Tony's wife, Jenny, who was a very important part of his life, his professional life as well as his home, because Jenny was one of the first people to go to NIDA. And she was in the same class as Robin Nevin. So Jenny comes from another long line of strong actors. So the two of them were a formidable partnership. And Tony is survived by two children, his son Anthony and his daughter Kate. And Kate's a significant and senior administrator in the arts in South Australia and in Tasmania.
What an extraordinary, I was going to say legacy, but really it's a gift. It is a gift that Tony and his family have given, not just to Brisbane, but perhaps the entire country.
Yeah. He was recognised by Live Performance Australia with the J.C. Williamson Award. That's awarded annually to someone who makes a extremely significant contribution nationally and makes an impact internationally. And Tony was awarded with the J.C. Williamson Award. It's an extremely prestigious award in our sector.
John, he gave you a job. He was a mentor to you. What is the one sort of message or conversation or moment that you hold dearest in your heart when it comes to Tony Gould?
That he was really passionate about the arts. I think my favourite story about Tony is that when the first season of Les Mis came to Brisbane, if I couldn't find him, and he had a great personal staff as well, if I really needed him and couldn't find him of an afternoon during a matinee, his then assistant, Wendy Dolly, would say, "He's in the second balcony," so I knew where to find him.
Not always in the limelight, but the limelight was always around him. That's a beautiful way to describe this man. All right, leave us with one more piece of music that is significant in its connection to Tony Gould. From Man of La Mancha, Don Quixote. Why this song?
Very early, Tony loved classical music. So I've talked a lot about his QPAC career, but he was also a very influential and leader within the ABC when the ABC developed its own orchestras. So Tony led the orchestral program throughout Australia. So he had a very strong classical repertoire. Man of La Mancha was a favourite of his, and at one stage he and QPAC and several others produced it and presented it in Australia at QPAC, and this was one of his favourite numbers.
Thank you, John Kotsis.